Hello everyone, this is Albert speaking. I first want to thank you for visiting the website and for listening to my memo now. Thank you, I truly appreciate it. Now, this is memo number one. These memos are going to be more or less discussing certain policy changes, any updates with regards to the website itself. And this first memo is also going to be a little bit of an introduction to the website. So in terms of upload schedule, which is the first thing I want to discuss, I had first planned on uploading twice a month. However, I figured that with such low visibility at this point, so early in the development of this project, there's not going to be that many people listening to the podcast, the recordings, or even reading the articles. And for that reason, I want to upload less and make sure that the things that I do put out there are of the best quality. And at the same time, I kind of let it marinate there for a little bit, get some more viewership, and work on other more technicalities in the website. Or even just getting the word out there, posting things, stuff like that. And, you know, I'm actually getting used to this. This is the first time I've actually recorded, done anything with this in terms of creating a website, developing it, editing it, learning about code, HTML, all that thing. So it's a process. So for that reason, it's been taking a little longer and a little bit more difficult to meet the 2-week upload schedule. So for that reason, I moved it to a month, and I think that a month should be sufficient in terms of consistently getting content out, but at the same time, not too much. So far I'm uploading at the very end of the month on the 31st, 30th. I really want to listen to what you guys have to say. I'm not sure if maybe like a Friday or weekend, or maybe at the beginning of the week, like a Monday would be best, or something in the middle of the week. So not necessarily on the 31st or on the 1st, but rather like a certain day of the week. But regardless, more or less, it's going to be 1 month upload schedules. In terms of future content, I first want to discuss the current content. And so for some of you that have explored a little bit around the website, you'll notice that just like any website, there's the home, there's the about, there's the contact, or the contact us pages. And there's also social media accounts linked to it. The About section has two subsections. You can actually click on the About section. So technically there's three. That has the logo, and it has something similar to a mission statement and a quote. So if you like, you could check that out. Meet the Flock, which is the first subsection, has some of the information about myself and the other contributors. Our symbol. This is a brief description of why I chose to name this website or this project the Albatross. So if you're interested about that, you can click there. Contact, plain and simple. It's a suggestion box. Fill in your name, email, what type of suggestion you have for us, subject, and the message. And this is something that I truly encourage people to do. If this is something that you like, for those, I don't know, who've read the first article. If this is something you like and you think you could contribute some way, even just put in your 2 cents, it could help out a lot. So please comment on the posts. Be active on social media. Write to us. There's the suggestion box under the contact us, and please give us feedback. The next section is the Undeniable Podcast, which is something that it's a little bit more difficult than the rest. You don't just write something, edit, post, because there's more mediums for which people consume a podcast. YouTube, even Spotify, iTunes. And for that reason, I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to do this. And also, the Undeniable Podcast, I'm planning on doing it with a friend. And so, you know, the more people that are involved in something, it's kind of just a little bit less less consistent, I guess. We're both new at this, so it's a struggle. But don't worry, because I know some people have been asking. It will be up, and hopefully by the next upload schedule, hopefully. And so this leads us to featured content, which is the last on the ribbon at the top. And so this one, again, you could actually click on, but it also has subsections. If you click on featured content, it's actually going to have all the subsections listed. And so starting from the top, we have interviews. This is something where I want to network and get to know people. And if I find someone who has something very important to offer, it might be, I don't know, maybe say an immigration lawyer who could give some information to people who need it. It could be someone who recently graduated and was able to get a good job or get promoted or just has general life advice. Yeah, I think that's going to be interesting. And for monologues, this here is going to be essentially a platform. So it's very hard for someone to listen to it's hard to, can't even wrap my head around this. Okay, so essentially, it's very difficult for people to get their message across without it being distorted. People tend to redefine something and don't allow the person themselves to explain their beliefs and explain their ideas. And so to give a concrete example, I have here my hijab is not oppression as you know, a hypothetical monologue, because that is a theme that I have noticed, that among Muslim women, they see themselves as feminist and they see their hijab as promoting feminism because it's about modesty and it's about having self-respect and not allowing men to sexualize you and treat you like an object. So I understand that perspective, and it's very difficult for people to listen to that because they'll just say, oh, you know, that's a bunch of hogwash, you're just brainwashed, and this is male oppression. And so I think that there's a lot of points of view, not necessarily that I agree with, but that need to be first understood before we take them down. There's a process. You can't just burn all the witches before really understanding and investigating if they truly are a witch. Maybe what they're doing isn't witchcraft. Maybe it's just science and you don't understand it. And so I think this is going to be great because someone could put their best argument forward without anyone distorting it. And this is free speech after all. And so just because you're allowed to say certain things doesn't mean that people can't criticize you for it. And that is why within the monologue section, there will be rebuttals. So again, using the same example with the hijab, there might be someone else who has a well-informed opinion. but is to the contrary of the hijab, meaning feminism. And so they could give not their version, because then that would be in a monologue in and of itself. So it's just more a criticism, just a rebuttal. And that way listeners could listen to the best argument that they could give for one side and then hear someone else take it down. And I don't want it to be me, because I'm going to be writing articles and I'm going to be talking on the podcast. And so I want to give the voice to other people, kind of diversify the idea pool. And so, yeah, listeners would have an opportunity to say, well, what's all the fuss about feminism in the Muslim world and how that's different than feminism here in the West? And what do they have to say in favor? And what do other people have to say against it? And so I see great potential in this section of the monologues. The next is a walkthrough. And I don't claim to be some genius or professional. I do have a bachelor's degree in political science. But it's not a PhD, it's not a master's, and by no means, again, am I some genius. However, I mean, I still learned something. I still know a few things, and I think the best thing to do is just learn the basics, learn and try to understand what those things are. And I think a lot of people don't know these things. A lot of people don't know who the vice president is. They don't know how many senators are in the Senate, how many House members are in Congress, and so, or just basic structures of government or policies. And so this will be great to kind of walk someone through. This is state government. This is federal government. It's a federalist system, and et cetera, et cetera. There will also be a State of the Union address walkthrough. Someone had mentioned to me that they want to know what more. They think it's important to know politics. However, when they watched the State of the Union address, they really didn't understand what was going on and what the concepts were. And so for those people who really want to learn in that particular context, they could watch it. And immediately after, I will develop a walkthrough, and I might even have someone with me. And that way they could ask questions in real time. And if we have some active readership and listeners, we might actually even have questions through Twitter. So that would be interesting. Okay, the next section, we have lectures. And again, I just mentioned I'm not some professional or PhD. And so for that reason, there are some non-basic things that really do require a professional, someone with years of experience, or, you know, just a professor. So for that reason, hopefully, I'll be able to have some professionals to talk about certain things. So maybe I could, if I get in touch with a doctor, I could talk to them about their take on Obamacare, how insurance works. They could even talk about some of the medical specific things, or just have a constitutional lawyer or a jurisprudence, philosophy of law professor who could just talk about important Supreme Court decisions. And the one that's coming to mind is the one regarding gerrymandering. And I think that one's going to be very crucial. It's been avoided for many years, and that is because there's no objective way to know if something has been tampered with, and something being the redistricting lines. And some mathematicians think they've created an algorithm or a program, something mathematical, something scientific, something objective that could actually discern whether or not something has been tampered with. And so that's, it's interesting. And I think a lot of people should really know about that. The next section, memos. This is actually where this memo will be recorded. And I think I might even write something up, like just a summary, not necessarily a script. That way some people could just quickly look under the, hey, you know, I thought it was going to be uploads twice a week. I mean, twice a month. You know, I didn't see anything. I wonder what's going on. And then they go, oh, never mind, it got changed to a month. And so they could easily just see that there rather than having to listen to everything. And the last section is the Albatross Public Forum. And it would be really cool if I could get people in real life to meet at a location and just discuss and just talk about certain things. Very much so like the Stoics, who just kind of sat some steps and just talked and brainstormed and discussed. And it's going to be great because I think certain interactions in person are different than online. People tend to be different in person versus online. Yeah, so that's what I have so far. If you like, you could go back, go through each one and read this information for yourself. But some other things that I want to have on here, things like having a panel discussion about a topic. So not just me, but other people who study political science. That way you could at the same time hear multiple people discussing who are informed about a topic discussing it. I also would like to do debates because the way that I got to building this website was through debate. On Facebook, I'd post certain things or I'll comment on what other people had posted, and it'd just create this really long debate. And a lot of people really enjoyed it. There was an entertainment factor to it, I do admit, but it's just something people really enjoyed, people really liked. People had told me on the left and the right that they had their ideas challenged and that they enjoyed listening in what I had to say. And so for that reason, I did all this, the Albatross Project, the website, the podcast, the blog. And so, yeah, if all this came about through debates, I'm very curious to know what else will come about through more debate and meeting more people and hearing what they have to say. Because after all, debate isn't to just show off how smart you are. It's an opportunity where both sides could learn. And the object isn't to win. The object is to for everyone on either side, or if there are multiple sides, to get closer to the truth. We're not perfect. We don't know everything. We're not omniscient. And so one of the best ways to really get as close as possible to the truth is if we discuss, because one person might have one aspect of the answer, someone else might have the other aspect, and if we join them together, we might get somewhere, right? So yeah, so that is the content so far that I wanted to discuss. And then I just wanted to touch back on feedback, because I do have access to some statistics to see how many people have visited the website or the Facebook page, and there's really no one who comments. I don't think there's any comments actually, and I haven't received any emails from people asking any questions or even hate mail or anything. So maybe this is just kind of something that people don't really care about as much, which is understandable. But there are some people that do think this is a good idea, and which is great. But what would be better is if I got some feedback, and it would be awesome if it was honest feedback. I really do appreciate constructive criticism. I'm not the best writer, so if you read the article, and you'll probably be able to nitpick certain things and go, oh, what, this is poor word choice or whatever. So it's a learning process for me as well. Even this, I re don't even have headphones for this, so I don't know how I sound. I'm obviously gonna fix that soon. But you know, it's a learning process. So any and all feedback is very much appreciated. So please, on social media, comment if you found some value in what I wrote or in what I discussed. Please, 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 please share. It'll help out a lot. And give your opinion. Something I always tell people is that I look forward to being wrong, because if I'm always right, I don't grow, I don't change. Whereas every time that I'm wrong, I become better because someone points it out. And so I adopt the truth, right? I was wrong. Sky's blue. I thought it was gray or green, and someone said, no, it's blue, and they showed it, they proved it. Great. I'm less wrong now than I was a minute ago. And so the more people point these things out, and the more I am wrong, overall, I grow and grow and grow. So yeah, please, 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 please. Feedback, constructive criticism, be honest. Even if you think your criticism is not fair, I think it's still a valid opinion to hear. You know, it might be like, hey, your voice sounds really bad, or you know, you sound stupid, or something like that. Intuitions tend to be somewhat right. They're based on something. Or, you know, I could just, it's something to be aware about, even if you're wrong about your opinion. I still want to hear it. I don't know. But some opinion is better than no opinion. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And this should wrap up memo number one. Yep. So again, this is Albert. And if you want to know a little bit about me, please visit the About section, Meet the Flock. And I have a brief bio about myself there. And yeah, please, 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 if you haven't already, read the other About sections, read the article, and leave some feedback. Please, please, please. All right. Can't say that enough. Thank you very much. Bye.